I'm here.
How are you?
Good. What's
Oh, your
happening?
internet is shit.
God, oh, is it?
You're like all googly tiny. It says Dan Norris's bandwidth is low. Where are you?
Oh no. I'm in the Hunter Valley. Wait up, but I'm on Wi-Fi. Hang on. Let me do a little speed test.
Are you in like cheap motel or something?
Well, it's not cheap, but yes, I'm in a hotel Wi-Fi. I've got 70 meg down, dude. What are you talking about?
Well, now it's better now. What's going on?
Good. Everything. Lots. How about you?
What are you doing in the Hunter Valley?
A recreational field trip.
You
Get a
been on a
beer?
field trip today, have you? I don't
I'm
have a
on a field
beer.
trip.
I have a Jack Daniels.
God damn it. Okay. Here, I got a beer. Check this little one out. Little number. Here, crack it first.
Oh, it's actually
Little
a can.
Hunter Valley. Little Hunter Valley special.
Ah, Iron Bark
There we
Hill,
go.
American Pale Ale. Excellent. How
I'm
is
Buck
it?
Hill. Let's do a little screenshot.
Oh, yeah.
This is the first sponsored beer I've had in quite some time. So,
Is that right?
oh, it smells good.
How fresh is it?
It's reasonably fresh. Yep. Smells good. It's tasting good.
You know what smells good? This Jack Daniels that I'm drinking. I just got
Nah.
asked.
Nah.
Something I had left over that I brought back from Melbourne, I think.
Well, it's a beer podcast, so we should be drinking
I do
independent
have a
beer, and that's
beer,
what I'm
but I
doing.
just decided I would drink a Jack Daniels first. That's all. It's been a little while since I've had a Jack Daniels out of a can.
I've got a wine there,
And
just in case. Just in case it gets weird. All right.
what have you been up to in the Hunter Valley, mate? What's going
Lone Buck Hill. Oh, yeah,
on?
just having a good time. So today, went to the gardens today, which is nice. And went to Ironbark Hill.
Yes.
Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
Actually gave me some sponsored beers. So that was nice.
Yeah, what a legend.
Yeah, it was good. The beers are tasting a lot better. I went there when they very first opened, and I think he had like a Braumeister or something. This is a long, long time
That's
ago.
right. Yeah.
And I had two beers there today, and this one, both tasting very good.
That's
So,
amazing.
yeah, great
That's good
spot too. Have
stuff.
you been there? You would have been there.
No, I haven't been there. I haven't been down the Hunter
No.
Valley in a long time. So I'm thinking about doing a trip on the motorbike around December.
Down here.
I don't know where I'm going to go yet. I want to just do a bit of motor camping and a bit of touring and that sort of thing. And so, sort of before Christmas, beat the Christmas rush and that sort of thing, and just go and do some hiking and all that sort of stuff and get some miles under my belt and that sort of thing, you know?
It's fucking beautiful down here. I don't know about
Yeah. Do
hiking.
you drive down?
Yeah, we drove down. I did it all in one day so we could sort of get here and enjoy the week here as opposed to kind of taking 2 days to get here. But it's a
Yeah.
fair fucking drive. It was eight and a bit hours.
But did
But
you would have gone down
doable.
the Pacific Highway, which is pretty much dual carriageway now, all the way, isn't
Yeah, no, it's a good drive. It was good. Like we pulled off and stopped at in Bellingen, which is such a cool little place. And that was about halfway, and then got here. It was dark, but yeah, it's a fucking long drive, to be honest.
I love getting the miles under my belt. Hey,
Yeah.
I spent 2 years as a tour guide in Europe, and then the year before that, traveling around in my combi van. And I've always found just being on the road and watching the white lines go by very addictive.
You love the white lines?
Love the white lines.
Okay. Good to know. All right. What have you been up to, Hendo?
It's been very busy since I got back, and it's just I kind of realized yesterday that I've been back for a week since I got back from Vietnam and Thailand, and then I've wrapped up the last week of teaching last night, that sort of thing. And then I kind of had a bit of a moment yesterday where I'm like, I thought that I was going to South Africa on the 19th, but no, I'm going on the 12th. So I'm off next week, not
Jesus
next Wednesday, to
Christ.
Johannesburg. And
Fucking hell.
I
I don't
hadn't
know how
booked
you do
anything
it.
in for between the 19th and the 21st. So I frantically organized plane tickets from Joburg down to Cape Town. Gonna stay in Cape Town for a couple of days, 4 days actually, but 2 days I'm gonna be staying right on the beach there. And eating and drinking and all that sort of stuff. And then I'm going to brew a beer with one of my clients out of Stark Brews on the Friday, I think. And then on the Saturday, where he's got like a like he's got like this vineyard brewery holiday destination that's wrapped around mountain biking and stuff like that.
Right.
So the Saturday he's going to take us around to a few breweries around the area. He's got a few there. Oh, he's just giving me a list, and I'm like, fuck, I don't even know who these are. Just surprise me. And maybe I'll try to get down to the most southern part of Africa. That'd be kind of cool to do that if
Yeah.
I get a chance. And then back to Joburg for one night, and then fly home. So it should be a good flight over to Johannesburg, because they put me on Qantas, and it's via Sydney, right? So I fly from Brizzy to Sydney, and then Sydney Joburg direct.
Which is how long?
14 and a half hours.
Oh, fuck that. Fuck every bit of that.
Yeah, but it's better than doing the Emirates trip like I did last year, because that was Brisbane to Dubai, which was 12
Yeah.
hours, and then Dubai to Joburg was 9.5.
Yeah, that's fucked.
So I think I'd rather have the Sydney to Joburg direct.
100%. Well, that's
I
good.
wonder
All
if you
right,
fly
well,
over the
I
South
can.
Pole. Would you? I don't even know. Do you?
I'm a flat earther, so I don't believe in the poles. I just think
Okay,
you just
then I'll just check
fall off
Google Earth then. Google
the
Flat Earth then.
All
Let's have a
right.
look. What do you got?
We've got news.
Oh, do
You know,
we?
actually, our news, we've actually got a theme for the week, right? For the probably
What
the first time in quite a
what's
while.
our theme? What's our theme for the week?
It's not field trip. It's not Field Trip Thursday.
Yeah.
It's consolidation in the beer industry.
Consolidation. Okay, that's quite an interesting theme that we've got going there.
Well, it's not negative. It's not everyone shutting down. It's sort of more, people are blending, converging, you know what I mean?
Yes.
So we've got Rocky Ridge has bought Thunder Road.
Yes.
So there's your first news story.
That's awesome news, actually, to be honest, because I think that the guys from Rocky Ridge are absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah.
And Hamish and Mel are absolute legends. I don't know, you've hung out with them, haven't you?
I have, yes. Yep. Good people.
Yeah, where did you hang out with them?
Oh, they came to Black Ops collab with them. I think I don't think they were coming to Queensland just to visit us. They came for a bunch of different reasons. And then when we were over there, we meant to go there, but I think Hamish had COVID and so we couldn't. So
Couldn't
we
catch
kind of
up
just
them.
drove past. But no, we hung out when they came to Queensland, and yeah,
Yeah.
they were
I hung out with them over in Rocky Ridge when PK and Rallis came over,
great.
and that's PK wanted to do his birthday in at Rocky Ridge. And I said to PK at the time, I said, mate, that's a bit of a drive from Perth.
Yep.
And he's like, can't you fly direct there? And I went, no, no.
Nah.
You can't fly Brisbane to Busselton direct.
Busso, no.
Look, honestly, good news that Rocky Ridge by Thunder Road. I think probably the key thing that that's got, like, that's a pretty sizable brewery.
Am I an idiot in thinking that Thunder Road were no longer in business? Just make that up.
No, Thunder Road has a very tumultuous history
Yes.
in so far that they were kind of one of the first, like over 10 years ago. I remember when they first came out, I think it's probably like 2010, 2011, and that sort of thing. And everyone was really excited when they started, but then they just started doing all these mainstream lagers and all that sort of stuff. And at the time when like the craft beer consumer taste was more on the extreme end and that sort of thing, that was there, everyone went goes, what's this shit all about? And that sort of thing. And it was a little bit sort of bit weird like that. And then they kind of went down the path of copying everything.
Trolling people. Yeah, they did the
Yeah, I
Pacific
don't know if it
Ale.
was trolling, but I think it was dead set just
No?
straight up copying, right?
Okay.
So remember they got into the legal stoush with Stone and Wood about Pacific Ale.
Right, but they're the ones that are
That
responsible for having ability to make Pacific Ales now, right?
yeah, well, that's right.
No?
That's why everyone can make a Pacific Ale now, exactly,
Yeah.
because Stone and Wood at the time when they changed from draft ale to Pacific Ale, they said that Pacific Ale, did they say it was a style?
No,
Or it was, no,
Thunder
they said
Road
it
was
wasn't
saying
a
it's a
style.
style.
Yeah.
Stone and Wood was saying it's our brand, and Thunder Road was saying, well, it's a style. It's become an iconic style, so we should be able to do
Yeah.
it.
Yeah, exactly. And
And
they won,
they
you
somehow
know.
won.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the and then they started taking all of the old brands from CUB that were no longer hadn't been used in a long time, that CUB had bought over the years, like the old Birdie Beetle or whatever the fuck it's called, all these old brands and stuff like that. And then they got in a legal stoush with CUB about using all these old trademarks that CUB hadn't made in a while, which then
Yeah.
forced CUB to go brew these beers again just so they could retain ownership of the IP. And and it's really interesting. It's right in Brunswick. It's a bloody great
Yeah.
location, right? And it's a massive brewery right in the in the middle of Brunswick. And the tap room's not bad either, and that sort of thing. And the brewery's got the capacity to make a hell of a lot of beer. And I'm really excited because I was actually just, talking to some people this week, and I said, "Have you tried any of the Rocky Ridge beers?" And a lot of the local beer geeks around here have said, "Well, no, not really, because you can't get them," and which is fair enough. And so I hope that, like, by buying that capacity on the East Coast, that they'll be able to get that they'll be able to get we'll be able to get more Rocky Ridge over here on the East Coast and that sort of thing. So it's exciting. And then I think they said in the article as well that they're going to spend some money to make the, because Hamish and Mel have got a very strong ethos around sustainability and carbon neutrality and all that sort of stuff. And I don't know if you've ever been to their brewery out of Jindong, but it's the sustainability stuff that's done there is amazing,
Are they going to start buying credits and only selling vegan food, do you think?
No,
Or
they see,
no.
this is the thing, they're not one of
Just
those people that buys the credits. They actually do,
kidding.
they put their money where their mouth is.
Right.
And so have you been to their brewery out of Jindong?
No. We were
No.
going to go there, but the COVID, so yeah.
Ah, okay. So basically, the Rocky Ridge is actually putting their money where their mouth is as far as the carbon neutrality side of things goes, right? Because what they're doing is they have a lot of solar, and they have battery, and they can basically be off grid. And running this pretty massive brewery on a farm and doing so pretty much off grid, and the only thing that emits carbon is their boiler at the moment, and then they're thinking about putting in a biogas plant to take all of their waste, spent grain and all that sort of stuff, and turn it into biogas to run their boiler and that sort of thing, which I think is phenomenal. So they, when you talk to Hamish and Mel, they're very much of the opinion that they know that it costs money, but it saves them a shitload of money off their operating costs, right? And that's the way that they roll. They're like they just basically put their money where their mouth is, lower their operating costs, be a better person or a better organization to the planet, and do some really cool stuff and make some phenomenal beer at the same time. It's going to be really good to get like rock juice and rock candy over here and getting it pretty fresh and that sort of thing.
Grodzitski, maybe, if you like it.
They did a bloody good Grodzitski too. Maybe there's a collab in that. What do you reckon?
Well, they got ahead of us. They won fucking
They won
champion trophy at the
the trophy
Indies
for their
with the
Grodzitski, didn't
Grodzitski.
they? Yeah. I feel like
I
they
had
need to
that at
brew that beer
their little
again.
tap room in Busso, not their brewery, but their little tap
Yes,
room
I
in the
did
back.
try the Grodzitski when I was there. Like, you ever look at some of the beers they do, like old mate at Thunder Road doing like Collingwood Draft and all that sort of stuff. It was just like they weren't really doing anything new. So we'll see what happens. I don't know what they got planned to do with the existing. I think all of the. It's interesting. It's a good thing for Brunswick because, literally across the other side of Lygon Street was Temple and they closed last week. And so I think it's a good news story. And I think that's a good thing.
I agree, and it's also just it's what we've been talking about. It's kind of a tale of two different stories at the moment. There's people who are folding and there's other people who are expanding. But
Yeah.
there's still people in the industry who are optimistic about the industry.
Yeah, I'm
Which
optimistic.
is, yes, I'm not, but that's okay.
You can be whatever you
We could have
want,
a different
Dan.
approach. Yeah, but
You
that's
can
no, I
be.
think that's good. That's a good sign that they are, and so good on them for that.
Yeah, exactly. Oh.
Lion set to close Malt Shovel Brewery. I fucking thought they were already, but then I think I was getting mixed up
Yeah.
with Matilda Bay and
No, yeah. No, it's all official now. It's an interesting one. The fact that it's all sort of coming to a close, a bit of history and that sort of thing. And I wonder what's gonna happen to all the James Squire beers. I suppose they're all being made like at Little Creatures or something? I don't know.
No, I don't know. I don't care. I don't know if anyone cares.
Yeah.
Does anyone care where they make James Squire beer?
No, those who drink it generally don't.
No.
But there's a lot of good people who work there and that sort of thing that I know personally who are going to be out of a job, and maybe
Well, yeah.
Lion will shift them around to somewhere else and that sort of thing, but there will be some people who'll be out of a job. Actually, I saw something really interesting on the Crafty Pint Instagram today, which I thought was really cool about the James Squire closing. Was basically the story said, let me just find this. The story was basically telling the story about how Chuck Hahn was the original head brewer at Crafty Pint. Yeah, here we go. So basically it said that there were, so it said Chuck Hahn was brewer number one, and I'm privileged to have been number 59. And in total, we've had some 65 brewers who have worked here, many of whom have gone on to do wonderful things both in line and within the industry. Who was it who said that? Who said that?
Malt shovel.
Said that. It was that's a quote. That's I'm reading that off Instagram. Oh, here we go. Oh, Ali. Yeah. I thought it was Ali. Ali McDonald, who's the final head brewer at Malt Shovel, who's an absolute bloody champion. I work with her at Stone and Wood and that sort of thing. She's a legend. And what happened on Instagram, I thought was really cool because all of the past head brewers chimed in on the comments of the Crafty Pint post with what number head brewer they were, or
Nice.
what number brewer they were, or some of that. Not head, maybe not head brewer,
Didn't
but
know
what
he
number
used to work
brewer?
for Mountain Goat?
Who was that?
Is Ali you're talking about, did she used to work for Mountain Goat?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I know her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same one. Okay. I'm gonna find this post now.
So
Yeah, well
it's, and look,
that's
the thing
that.
is, right, is that whether you love the malt shovel beers or James Squire or whatever, it's an important part of our craft beer history and that sort of thing that's going away. And Camperdown still the craft beer sort of part of the in that craft beer microcosm, Campbelltown and Marrickville and all that sort of inner west sort of stuff. It's interesting. It's sad that it's going, but this is the way that things are going now. And I think
And
that was Chuck
even
Hard's
Chuck
original
starting up another
brewery.
brewery, yeah,
Well,
himself.
yeah, he's got Chuck and Sons. And but if you
Yeah.
have a look at the picture on the Crafty Pint, like on the Crafty Pint article, there's a photo there of the James Squire tap room, and it's got the original opening plaque, which says the Hahn Brewing Company opened 29th of March 1988. So Chuck Hahn built that brewery to brew Hahn Premium and all that sort of
Yeah.
stuff, and went broke from it, and then was
Yeah.
bought out by Lion, and then yeah. It's gone through a massive evolution over the time, lots of changes over the time, and it's going to be missed.
Yeah, no doubt.
But I think it's just part of the big corporate sort of downsizing thing that's going on, and
Yeah,
Lion
definitely.
has been doing this for a while now, closing like Tiny Mountain and all that sort of stuff, and this is just the next step, really.
Yeah.
Geez, I wouldn't mind getting my hands on that old Steinecker brew house, though.
Get a
Seriously.
marketplace. It's probably on there.
It's probably on Marketplace, I hope. I'll check in
Yeah.
with Ali, find out what's
Check
going
it
on
out.
there. Yeah, so that's a long, 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 long time. But what is it? It says Hahn Brewing Company, Sydney, 29th of March 1988. Steinecker Brew House, Freising, Germany, originally made for Standard Brewery, New Zealand Breweries Limited, Palmerston, New Zealand, 1952. So that brew house is fucking
Jesus.
old.
Wow.
Old copper-clad Steinecker Brew House, man.
Still doing the damn thing.
Wouldn't you love to get your hands on that? You probably wouldn't. I would.
Nope. I don't want
Ha
All right. Speaking of founders, not really taking back their companies, but
Did you say,
restarting.
hey?
Foghorn founder takes full control of brewery as Mighty Craft exit craft.
Yay!
All
See
right.
you later. Don't let the door hit you on the way
Oh, God. Wow.
out.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck 'em.
Yeah.
Yeah, great to see Sean get control of his business back again. And just to note that he doesn't have a bad thing to say about Mighty Craft or Founders First, but
No.
I think that Foghorn was one of the first that they
I think that
bought
was the
into, wasn't
first
it?
from memory.
Yeah, I think so too. It's really interesting that the first one to be bought in was the last one out. First in, last out.
You think they put the founder first in that case, or the founder
I
last?
think,
Which you think
well, the
what?
founder did become first in the end. It took a while though.
You think that? Do you think
And
that he was accelerated as part of the craft beer accelerator?
well, the fact that that Sean didn't put his beer in a can, probably because I mean, I'm speculating and that sort of thing. Probably because if he did, then he then Mighty Craft would want it to go into Dan every Dan's across the country. Then no, but I hope now that we start to see some more Foghorn beers out in cans, out in the market. That's sort of, if he's able to do it. Because Sean's an amazing brewer. He was the very first head brewer that I worked under ever for a total of 9 days. But yeah, he's a very a very astute, thoughtful, and very calculating and very quality focused brewer. And that's what I like about Sean. He's very, very smart about how he approaches making beer. He's and you know, who hasn't had an amazing beer made by Sean? I mean, like, he's, you know, his stouts are phenomenal. And like Sligo Stout and that sort of thing is amazing, amazing beer. And it's good to see that he's got the business back in his own hands now and that sort of thing. So yeah, it's exciting.
Yeah, I was hoping the brewery down the road here was Foghorn and I could go there to celebrate, but it's not. It's something else
What
now.
is it?
A Valley Brewery or something.
Oh, was that the other Foghorn tap room, was it?
Yeah, the Potter's Brewery in Cessnock was Foghorn for a time, but I don't think it is. Well, it obviously isn't anymore, and but still got better beer umbrellas all out the front, which is fucking weird.
Wow.
But it's not Foghorn.
Okay.
That's okay.
So
I
what
went to
happens
fucking
now
Pine Barts. That's fine.
with Mighty Craft not in the craft beer game anymore?
I mean,
Except
they
for
haven't
better
been in the
beer.
craft beer game for over a year. They've just been trying to sell everything off. So yeah, nothing's
But
changed.
what happens next though? It's like
It's the same thing we said a year ago. Liquidation.
it's a slow liquidation, isn't it?
It's a slow liquidation. Yeah, and it's going to be whatever happens with Mighty Craft with Better Beer.
Better beer, yeah.
It'll be fun to watch.
You're just doing these ones, aren't you?
Not really. I don't want to see anyone hurt. I want everyone to just fun. I mean, a year ago it was obvious this company was going to go to zero. Would
Yes.
have been better if it just went to zero immediately and
Correct.
said that, but I guess they can't say that. But I mean, they're pretty much
No.
saying it now.
That's the path they're trying to put themselves on, I suppose. So.
Yeah, they're saying merger with Better Beer or where we've got nothing left. So, I mean, I assume the best outcome now would be they have nothing to negotiate with Better Beer, and Better Beer just stays away from them, and they just go out of business and
Well,
liquidate
I think
with
that's exactly,
nothing.
and then better be buy their shares back for pennies on the dollar.
Or someone buys the shares. I mean, I suppose they would put them on the market. And someone else might buy them. But yeah, someone who can contribute to
Well,
the
it depends what if
plan.
there's some sort of shareholders agreement about first right of refusal and all that sort of stuff, but.
Yeah, but you would need the money. I mean, I suppose Better could be if could raise money to buy the shares back or something like that. But yeah, they're not adding a whole lot of value to Better Beer at this point, are they? They've been
No,
haven't done for
and
quite
they're
some time.
certainly not the more, well, powerful is not the right word, but not the most they don't have the upper hand, so to speak.
No. I think it's been a long time since Mighty Craft were actually accelerating any breweries.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And final one is Range to close their Abbotsford tap room, which didn't really
Yeah.
surprise me at all, to be honest.
No, not at
It's
all. No.
yeah.
No, it
Range
was
is
an
awesome, but tap
interesting.
room is a bit weird.
Look, I'm a massive Range fan and I love their beers and that sort of thing. And I think that I think the original play into Melbourne was to see if the Range brand would work in Victoria. To do it with a bar, is the easiest way to sort of bring the brand to Melbourne. But then what else was there to offer, I suppose, would be the question. What else was What, apart from the brand and the beers which have been shipped down there, what else did Range have to offer? I mean, what I like about Range is the fact that you go there and you have a great experience. They do some good beers and some amazing pizzas, and I hope they still do the fried chicken night and that sort of thing, you know. RFC. I never got to do an RFC. I hope they still do it because I'd love to do it. And but and yeah, it's like it's like what does it say? Lease was ending, they're like, they're not gonna renew it. Good. Good. It was just a bar, you know. I mean, it didn't really add anything to the brand. I don't know if it, you know, if it, I never went there when I went to Melbourne. That's the thing, because I'm like, well, why would I go there? Because I can go to Newstead and get the real deal and that sort of thing, you know.
Well, also, when you're in Collingwood in Melbourne, you've got all these other amazing breweries to go to that are local Melbourne breweries.
Yeah,
You
exactly.
would just go there, you get a stomping ground, you get a Bodriggy, or,
Yeah.
you know,
Yeah. And
if you
that
wanted a
wasn't,
good vegan
and
meal, you'd get a Bodriggy.
yeah, exactly. And shots fired.
Sorry.
And yeah, and but the thing is that it wasn't a brewery though. So there
No.
wasn't
It was
really.
honestly, I thought it was a little weird. You know, it looked like an ice cream shop, and I love their beers. But when I went there after going to somewhere like Stomping Ground just feels so, it just feels like it's always been there. From the day it opened, it feels like it's just
Yes.
perfect for that spot, perfect for
Yes.
Melbourne, run by people from Melbourne. The founders are there,
Yes.
they're brewing the beer there. It's just exactly what you want a brew
Yes.
pub to be. You go
Yes.
from there to what Range had, which was something that had the feel of like a gelati shop, which was just
Yes.
a bar, and their
And it
beers are
was a
great,
bar. But
but
there's lots of bars in Fitzroy Collingwood. So
yeah.
what were they adding to that area, that part of Melbourne and that sort of thing?
Yeah,
So,
but that was part of
you
the
know.
expansion thing. I think at that time everyone was trying to expand and trying to think about how they do that. And to be honest, most that's a low risk way to do it. Take a small lease and open a bar. It's pretty low risk as opposed to massively jacking up your production and then distributing around the whole country in pack. They probably made the right call, even though they're shutting it down. They can just
Yes.
go back to the original brew pub and do quite well and still be as relevant and awesome as they've always been.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, yeah, anyway, I think it's going to be a positive thing for the business, which I think is good. And we'll see what happens. And yeah, I need to get another Jack Daniels. That one didn't touch the sides. Can I give me a
Wow.
second?
Yeah, sure. I'll
Yeah.
get a beer if you want. It's a beer podcast, but that's cool.
No.
All right, I'm not editing this podcast despite the Crafty Pint feedback that said we should edit the podcast.
Now that was the AIBA feedback.
Sorry, yes. Well, yeah.
AIBA feedback said we should edit the podcast. I've got my Bluetooth in. I could hear you all the way out in the fridge, mate. So,
I got it. So we've got the 12 questions happening, right?
yeah. What do you got?
One question, but it was via DM because they didn't want to post it in the question. Should I read that, or
Okay.
should it be a strict rule that you have to post in the Facebook group?
Are you going to disclose who it was from, or is it
No,
anonymous?
no, no, no. It'll be anonymous.
Okay, send it.
The question is, how can a brewery with the name Dog in its name sell kegs for $110 and make money?
Moondog?
That's what I said. I said, which dog are you talking about?
Black dog? Is Black Dog in Victoria?
I feel like if I say which dog it is, it's going to give it away, so I'm not going to get
Yeah,
in the head
right,
there.
okay.
But
Well, yeah, I mean, what are you gonna do? $110 kegs. Did they say which beer? Without giving it away.
Something that rhymes with funk IPA. I didn't know that. Just didn't say the beer. No.
I nearly spit my Jack Daniels all over my keyboard,
Serves you right for not drinking beer on a fucking beer
mate.
podcast.
Holy shit. Yeah, even a mid-strength beer with mid-strength excise at, you know, the $20, $30 a keg and that sort of thing, still can't do it for $110. Oh my God.
No, fuck no.
Let's not race to the bottom. especially in this current climate. I get it that people are very price conscious and that sort of thing, but you don't need to cannibalize the market. That's just not necessary.
No. But the actual answer to the question is, like, he's answering how do you sell products at a loss and make money? The answer is you don't make money,
No, you
and it
don't.
gets
You lose money.
subsidized. Well, right, but every growth company that's ever existed has lost money, and while they're still growing, they get supported by investors to gain
Yes.
market share and gain relevance and gain scale, and then they
Yes.
hopefully get to the point where they do make money, and they'll enter into a market. They'll lose a shitload of money for a long time as long as the investors will support them.
Yes.
And as soon as they stop growing, they're fucked. As soon as investors stop supporting them, they're fucked. But as long as they're growing, as long as investors are supporting them, then they don't need to make money.
No.
Not talking about that particular brand, just talking generally. Every big company you can think of started this way.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So, yeah.
I mean, even big companies like Amazon and stuff like that, but they make
Yeah.
3% net profit.
I mean, Amazon were unprofitable for 25 years and they were kind of
Yeah.
laughed at for the longest time. And then 10 years later, they were the most valuable company in the world.
Yes.
So it is just a roll of the dice. Some investors probably believe that this particular company with the word dog in it sells this particular beer
Punk IPA.
that rhymes with funky IPA. Are going to be the next one. And they might be right. Who the fuck
Yeah.
knows? They might be wrong. That's the risk they're taking. But yeah, no, I don't like to see the cheap kegs either, because it's
Well,
really hard to venue over.
maybe it's a American Belgo style beer called Monk IPA.
But yeah, this is the venue owner who sent me that, and I do understand, you know,
Oh.
when you've got a business,
Oh, so
you
he's
turn
been
that
on
down.
the on the pitch side of things. He's been pitched $110 kegs.
He didn't say the name of the brewery or the beer, though. So
Yeah.
I guess the beer name and I guess the brewery. So
Yeah.
don't read too much into that.
Yeah, I don't think you need to go there. I mean, what are you trying to achieve is to make the whole industry unsustainable in a period of time where it's not, and that's just gonna compound the problems. I mean, breweries are already facing the challenges of, inflationary pressures and consumers spending less, spending less when they drink. They're drinking cheaper, and I get that play, right, of being the option to let consumers drink cheaper. But that doesn't do anything for the rest of the industry, when it's kind of suffering and that sort of thing. So yeah,
Agreed. It's always been a thing, hasn't it, though? I mean,
it has.
I've never heard of beer that cheap.
Well, I remember like years and years ago, having conversations with Mazin when he was, just started Hawkers, and he thought that he could do kegs way cheaper than what everyone else was doing them for and that sort of thing. And I think he was probably younger and a little bit more naive, I guess, at the time, I suppose. And he was taking kind of, I remember he showed me like a video from Stone Brewing and Greg Cook and that sort of thing, and that was fine for them to do that because they got bought out by, what, the fucking Suntory or something like that. Didn't Stone get
Yeah.
bought out by? That looks like a Jack Daniels.
Yeah, no, it's a red ale.
Man,
The Iron Bark red ale.
I really hurt myself at the gym yesterday. Hey.
What do you do?
Oh, doing this like because I love like the this doing this thing called a trap bar deadlift. It's like a trap bar, it's like you step into it and then you
Yeah.
pick it up. And when I first started the gym last year, I could barely do 60 kilos, right? And I just broke 140 kilos last
Wow.
week. And then this week I just like completely messed up my technique and have put my back out big
Oh
time.
no.
So, and then I've got Adam Schell, not that one, the other one, who's like going, you can't keep going for PBs all the time like that. But I'm like, I like it, and then
Keeps
I
you
could
motivated.
barely, it does. You got to keep pushing yourself and that sort of thing. And And yeah, but don't hurt yourself. I don't
That's
know how
good
I got on
advice.
that.
The Adam Schell consequently was the first person to ask a question in our Facebook thread this week.
What do we got?
And his question was, did Darren's garden get some mail this week? And I slid into his DMs because I had no idea what he was talking about. Turns out he sent me, well, I'm away, so I didn't get this mail, but he sent us chili seeds,
Oh,
which is very exciting. So
yes.
I don't know if we've actually got them yet because we're not
He
there to see if they
hates
were.
eating chili, but he loves growing it.
Right. So he sent me, okay, so he said, I sent you these chili seeds. And then he said, don't worry, if you don't open it, it's fine. You can wait till you're back. And I was like, that's awesome. I told Erin about it at dinner. And she was so excited. She was like, that's
Yes.
amazing. Which one? And I was like, I don't know. Apparently, it's lots of different chilies. I don't really know. And she's like, no, I mean, like, which Adam Schell? All right, you got me.
She's smart.
Yeah.
I
Thanks,
need to
Adam
come down
Schell.
and
That's awesome.
I need to come down and come and check out the house in Stavridor, mate, my old
Yeah,
neighborhood.
dude. Come down, bring a gun or something just in case. You got
Yeah,
guns,
I'll
don't
just
you?
I'm don't have any guns. I'm
You
a
pack
lover, not a
anything?
fighter.
No. That's fair. Same. All right. Well, you're welcome
I should
anytime.
come
Come check out
down
the
and then
garden.
we'll hang out and have a few beers in Darren's garden, that sort of thing.
All right, I'm keen. Let me know when I'm down. All right, Luke Miller. Anyone going to Brisbane Gabs? We'll be the last
Well,
Gabs ever. Whoa,
whoa, that's big.
whoa,
That's a big call. Well, I
that's
thought I
dark.
was going until I realized that I'm actually going to South Africa a week before I actually intended. So I won't be doing any Gabs this year, which is
Oh,
the first
wow.
time. This is the first year since its inception, when it used to be at the local tap house, that I won't be at Gabs.
Wow, that's big week.
Yeah, it's
14th of
big,
June. That's I
big.
think that's next week.
Yes, next weekend. Are you going to
Wow, fuck no.
go?
Was a lot of fun last time though. Last
Yeah.
Brisbane Gabs is one of the
We were
most fun
cooked.
Gabs I've ever been
It
to.
was great. I loved it. It was so
It
good. We were
was a
just
good
having.
time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my
But well, if
God, it was
anyone's
just
there, you're
so.
not going to see me or Hendo there.
Yeah. No, we're not even there. If you see Adam Schell, make sure he gets on the Ferris wheel.
That's probably not going to happen.
I don't know.
Fucking, I
It'd be fun
almost
if I
went on a
did.
bloody Ferris wheel today. We went to the gardens, and they've got a big
Yeah.
fucking Ferris wheel in the middle of the gardens.
What is it with fucking Ferris wheels and gardens?
Oh, I don't know. And Aaron's like, "Yeah, let's go on this." I'm like, "Yeah, totally. We'll definitely do that." And then we got there, and there's a sign said, "This only opens when there's events on." I was like, "Thank fuck for
Thank
that.
fuck for
I don't want any part of
that.
that. Fuck those things." Nick Lennon, recipe ideas for a recession beer. Lots of corn and no alcohol.
Yeah, make seltzer. You know what? If
Only
you
make.
really want to, no, seriously, if you want to fucking save money and get hammered, yeah,
Oh,
you could
wow.
do seltzer. That's fine with dextrose and that sort of thing. I did a really good session with my clients this morning. Sorry, my community this morning on a deep dive on how to make seltzer and stuff like that, which was a lot of fun. But I dead set, right? Make makgeolli.
What's that?
That's the rice wine that I drank when I was in fucking
Oh,
Korea. Right? So
yeah.
go to the fucking, just buy the biggest, cheapest, big sack of rice for like $10 for 10
Costco.
kilos. Costco.
Costco.
Yep, yep,
Fuck loads of
yep.
rice.
Yep. Fuck loads of rice for bugger all money. Then go find the local Korean fucking supermarket. Buy some Nuruk. Right? Cook the rice. Right, so you got to gelatinize it, mix it with water and the Nuruk, chuck it
What's
in an
Nuruk?
old school. Nuruk is the enzyme and yeast all in one,
Right.
right? And so basically it does the mashing and the fermenting all in one,
Okay.
and then and then siphon that shit off, and you got cheap piss.
What sort of ABV are you going to be working with on that
Anywhere
little bad
from
boy?
7% to 15%.
Wow. I feel like we probably just broke the law by giving that advice. That's
No, it's home brewing. It's totally
okay.
fine.
Sweet. What's the shittiest equipment setup you can use to do this?
That's what exactly what you need though. You can use an old, those old school homebrew, those opaque plastic fucking tubs
Yeah,
and
yeah.
shit that they used to brew in. Mate, use
Yeah, yeah.
that. Who gives a fuck about dissolved oxygen? It doesn't matter with Macaulay.
Any fruit or anything? Any bit of
If you feel
fun?
like it, yeah, knock
Dry
yourself
hop
out.
or no?
If you feel like it, knock yourself out.
Okay. I feel like you can knock yourself out either way.
Yeah, fuck yeah. I'm
I'm
making some when I get back from South Africa, so
sure you are.
yeah.
All right, Luigi, any updates on the stats? I haven't done a stats update. Next time I
Okay.
will do a stats update. What happened to Dan's Volvo, Luigi? I sold it because I ran out of money and had to sell everything.
Oh, you'd sold the Volvo.
Yeah, I sold the Volvo. Yeah, that was the first thing to go. Yeah.
That's a shame.
Oh yeah, it is a shame. It hasn't been a good couple of years, but it's okay.
You'll
Canada
survive.
F1 GP podium predictions.
Oh,
Did you see they've
okay.
re-signed Perez?
Yeah.
You're like ahead in
Yep.
this prediction for the drivers next year.
I am.
That
That's
blew me
because I'm
away.
ahead of the curve.
That blew me away. I can't
I
believe they
am
did
dead
that.
set ahead of the curve, mate.
They're
So, all right.
idiots.
So here's my prediction for Canada, okay? Very quite a technical track, not as technical as say Monaco and that sort of thing. I think that we'll see the McLarens do well this
Yeah.
weekend.
Yep.
I think we'll see the McLarens do well this weekend. Very well, actually. I think as well that McLaren is dead set catching up to Red Bull in a big way. I don't know if they've
They
got any
really are,
upgrades
aren't they?
coming. I don't know if they've got any
No,
upgrades
I think
coming
they're
and that
done with
sort
their
of thing.
upgrades, but they're fucking,
Yeah.
I mean, the last couple of races, they've been arguably quicker than
Than Red
Red Bull.
Bull. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
I
which is
think Red
crazy.
Bull's still gonna do well, right? But I just feel like McLaren are gonna do pretty well.
So McLaren 1-2, you heard it here first.
Maybe 1-3. It depends on the weather. Because
What's Canada like? Is it going to be
it
a fucking
usually
shit
always
house race like the
rains.
last two have been?
It usually always rains. I watched the
Well,
highlights
that would make
from.
it better than the last couple of races.
Yeah.
Can you overtake someone? Is it physically
Yes, you can
possible to
overtake.
overtake someone at
Yeah,
Canada?
plenty of places to overtake. Yeah.
Good. Okay, that's good. They need to ditch these circuits where you can't overtake people. It's just fucking stupid.
Yeah, I would agree. I think Monaco needs to fucking go. And
And Imola, that
yeah.
was bullshit. Literally nothing the whole time.
I never even watched it because it was just like fucking whatever.
Oh man. Monaco was 75 laps. The positions didn't change. It was like, this is fucking crazy.
There was like six overtakes, I think, in the whole race.
Yeah, but it was all like Logan Sargeant overtaking someone and someone else overtaking him. Like, it was no one important. No one important got overtaken by anyone.
Yeah, gotcha.
All right, Luigi,
Madness.
which car should I buy next? I would say a Land Rover Evasion.
Oh, he's buying a car.
That's a car.
You know what? I've been toying with the idea because I've done the scooter now, right? And maybe I might be after another project.
Okay.
And I've been and my first car was a 1974 Mini Clubman. And I
Your
love
car
that
choices,
car.
dude. I just, for someone who has no hair,
Yeah.
every bit about your car choices tells me hairdresser. Every choice you make tells me you're a hairdresser.
No, you're thinking about the modern
Dude,
Minis that are made by BMW. They are fucking hairdressers' cars. But the old
dude.
school Minis are not.
Your normal, your daily driver, plus your scooter, plus this mini.
My daily driver's a hairdresser car. The Mazda 2 is not a fucking hairdresser's
No,
car.
sorry. Come on, dude.
What?
Oh,
Are
come
you
on.
serious? Did I buy a hairdresser's car?
I need
Should
a
I bought a
haircut. Look
Mazda
at my.
3?
I need a haircut. Like, I
Should I
need
have bought
one.
a Mazda 3? Is that less hairdresser?
Why don't you buy an old Celica? Because that's the car I want to get, because I've always wanted
That's a
one.
head. That's a hairdresser's car.
It is a little hairdressy. It is. But you could buy that. You could come down the coast and cut my hair and we could work on it together.
What, hang on, what year model Celica are we talking about?
I've owned about 10 of them. I've owned from
What?
71 to 78. And anything 71
Oh,
to
those,
78.
the oh man, the 1970 Celicas are beautiful
They're
cars.
so sick. And they're worth so much money now. It bugs me. I used to buy them so cheap. That's what I would get. I'd get one of those. Oh,
I would
240Z,
say,
actually. 240Z, that would be my number one
fair,
choice. Get
nice,
that.
fair lady, and so yeah, fuck yeah, why not? I would
They're
say
sick.
to Louis G, get an old school Mini, because they handle like they're on rails, they really do.
They're extremely slow.
Twin carbs, 1275, bore it out to 1310.
That's not going to do nothing.
Rock and roll.
No. What you should get is an RX2.
Or a Mazda
That's what you should get.
Capella.
Or a Capella. Yes. Yeah. No one's cutting anyone's hair driving one of those fucking things.
No way. They're
The
fucking
only people driving
sick.
those things are just gangs and shit. Like, they don't cut anything. They cut people's throats, probably. I don't know. I don't ask questions.
Mazda Capella, rotary engine, just build a drift car, little drift car.
100%.
It's just like with the rotary,
13V
goes, can you put
turbo, big fat turbo on that little bad boy.
a turbo on a rotary? I don't even know.
Fuck oath you
Probably.
can.
Can
100%
you?
you can. Every RX7's got a turbo on it.
Has it? Okay.
Yeah, shit yeah.
They're a nightmare to maintain, though, the old rotaries, though.
Yeah, terrible car. They sound good though,
But
and
they
they're very
sound good,
cool.
though.
Right, Stephen Kegel. Dan, did you visit wineries or breweries in the Hunter Valley? Lots of wineries, and only one brewery.
What's your favorite
Ironbark
winery?
Hill. Oh God. This place is fucking paradise, Hendo. This is like, it's the best. It's just the best. Every fucking place you go to, you can't go
Isn't it
wrong.
just coal mines? I thought it was just coal mines down there.
It's just winery after fucking winery after winery. Every cellar door is spectacular. Every wine you drink is amazing. We got down on Monday morning. We tried to go to a shop, and the shop was closed. And we're like, oh, there's a winery next door. It's called Pig's Peak, this winery. Someone recommended it to me. It was 10 a.m. in the morning on Monday. No, wait, we drive down on Monday, so it was Tuesday, 10 a.m. on Tuesday. And we're like, oh, can we do a wine tasting? Oh, yeah, sure, let's do a wine tasting. It was like, there's 15 wine, no, there's 13 wines to try. I'm like,
All
all right,
right.
we'll try all those. So went through all these wines. And then he's like, oh, halfway through, he's like, oh, we've got some more wines in the actual wine barrel room. Why don't we go in there? And then they had this automatic wine tasting machine thing where you could just like press a button and taste some more wine off that thing. So I didn't even know how many fucking wines we had. And then at the end, we got through
Who's
all the wines right at
driving?
the end before we realized it was going to be a problem, right? It
Right.
was just a little tasty boo. You know what I mean? It wasn't a big session. It was 10
What
o'clock in
did
the
you
morning.
say? A tasty
A little
boo.
tasty. Yeah, a little tasty boo. You know what I mean? A little tasty. It wasn't anything serious,
Tasty boo. What
right?
the
Right.
fuck?
And then we
Is
got
that how
some
you and Aaron
kitchen.
talk to each other? Oh, do you want to have a little bit of a
That's how
tasty
I,
boo?
yeah, a little tasty boo. But then we got to the end and he goes, oh yeah. The guy who was serving us was not like, he didn't own the winery. He was just like a dude who worked there. And he's like, yeah, I can't believe they just make all these wines. You'd never even know. Like, all the reds are like 15 to 17%. All the whites are like 13 to 16%. This is after we've drunk 15 of these fucking wines. Jesus Christ, dude. What do you fucking tell us this? We're in the middle of nowhere. Anyway, that was the start of our Hunter Valley
A
trip.
tasty
So,
boo or a tasty boo?
yeah, exactly. That was 10 till 11:30 on Tuesday morning.
Nice work. Nice work.
So, yeah, no, you can't go wrong here. It's fucking awesome. Lots of good food. Amazing. Good. No coffee. No coffee, though. No roastery. I might move here.
Oh, well, there
Fucking
you
start a
go.
roastery down here.
How is the roastery going anyway?
No. Someone else's problem. I'm down
I see
here.
the ads on I see the ads on Facebook.
Yeah, no, it's going good. It is going good. This week was an experiment. It's like, can we leave for a week and it not fall apart? So far, I think so good. I haven't gotten any emergency calls.
Okay.
So I
See
think
what happens when you get back.
we'll see the damage. But no, the
Good
team's
tests.
good. They got the shit together.
Good test.
Which
Good
session
test.
is going? Yeah, which session is going to be better at Gabs Brisbane, Friday night or Saturday day drinking?
Both.
You reckon go both?
Yeah.
Yeah, Friday. I
Both.
mean, if it's anything to go by the past, Friday would be a bit more industry and Saturday would be a bit more public, right? So I'd say Friday, probably. Do you think? You gotta choose one. Probably go to Friday. Jet Rigetti, is there a Brewers lounge at Gabs this year? And can Hendo sneak me in? Oh, yeah. Even though
Well,
I'm only an
not well.
assistant brewer.
Did I sneak him in last year? No, I
I
snuck
mean,
myself in.
I think there's, yeah, no, I think the Brewers Lounge is like an in-between session thing, right? So,
That's right. So
yeah.
usually what you do is you at the okay, so Jet, I'm gonna give you this fucking advice, brewer to brewer, right? Find a friendly brewery, right? That you're good friends with. And wait, you work for a brewery.
He works for a brewery.
If you've got a stand, well, if you've got a stand, then you're set. But if you
They probably
don't,
don't have a stand there.
okay. So if you don't have a stand, what you do is go find your mates, your best mates who work for a brewery and have a stand, and then 5 or 10 minutes before the end of the session, go and stand behind their bar, right? Then the bell rings. And everyone gets shuffled out. And if you're standing behind a bar, security
You're
think that
sweet.
you're part of the crew. You're supposed to have a
Safest houses back
wristband,
there.
right? But if you
Supposed to have an
stand,
RSA as well. And it's
whatever,
supposed to not be drunk.
and so if you get friendly and just hanging out, make sure that you hide your beer and you don't look like a punter. So keep your beer behind. Under the bar and that sort of thing, and then just bring it out when you want to have a sip and put it back and that sort of thing. But stand there as if you're meant to be there, as if you're working there. And then when everyone's gone and security going, oh, they'll walk past all the stands, go, are you guys here with the you guys working here? You go, yeah, we're just changing some kegs, mate. And then just
Okay.
tell them that.
Yep.
And they'll walk on. And then once most of the crowd's died down, then you fuck off up to the fucking Brewers Lounge.
Wow. That's some very specific advice. This is not RSA advice.
No,
I
no.
said that.
That's how to blag your way into the Brewers Lounge. Now it may
Well, it's
not
good to
work
do the
because
podcast in the
they may
Brewers
check
Lounge.
wristbands and that sort of thing on the way into the Brewers Lounge because you must have a staff thing, but yeah.
And he also suggested a meet a Bat B meetup before Gab's not going to happen because neither of us are there. We
No,
did do it
we're
last
not
year. No,
going.
not last year. No, we did do it last
We
year, didn't
did.
we?
We did went to Tipplers,
Crap, you
yeah.
didn't. There's another one you didn't turn up to.
No, no,
Oh, you did
no. I
turn up.
was there
You're just
before
late.
you.
Yeah, you're just late.
You were
Yeah.
wearing your muscle shirt.
Yep, muscle shirt and flannel.
Yep.
It's a good look.
It was good.
You gonna edit this one, Hendo?
I can put some decent sound on it.
Right.
Now I'm in South Africa next week, and I'm just looking at the. Let me look at the time zone difference. Now, according to World Time Clock Time and Date.com, 7 p.m. seven is going to be 11:30 a.m. on the 13th of June. Now let me check here. Pretty sure Wendy sent through. What the
On
fuck is going
Thursday,
to happen?
Thursday morning.
Thursday evening is going to be 11:30. Is that right? 11:30 a.m. Wednesday, Thursday. Yes, Thursday. There you go. So 7 p.m. is 11:30 a.m. Wait, let me find Wendy's fucking email here. Wendy, Wendy, Wendy. Oh, what did she say?
We could probably
Because.
work this out after we stopped recording, couldn't we? Since we don't
No,
edit the
no, no, no,
podcast.
no, because the thing is, right, is that here we go, itinerary. So 13th. Ah, okay, cool. Right. So yeah, I could potentially I could probably I can do next week from Joburg at
Okay.
11:30 in the morning.
And that's
Depending
7:30
upon
my time on
because
the normal
yeah,
time.
that's right, yeah, it's normal time. Yeah. So
Okay.
basically, Pete, so next week's Johannesburg is going to be fucking wild, man. I'm so looking forward to it. So basically, Pete Brown, the beer writer, the famous beer writer, has written all those books, who I met last year in Joburg. He's an absolute legend. Steve Grossman from Sierra Nevada, I'm going to be hanging out with him.
Nice.
Now, the last time I hung out with Steve Grossman was at Beer Deluxe in Melbourne about like 13 years ago, and he was shouting. You remember the Sierra Nevada do that Imperium? They used to, the triple IPA, right? So basically, I'm sitting there with Steve Grossman. I'm pretty sure Matty Cuthbert was there as well, and he was just shouting pints, and we were just pounding pints of this 10% Imperial Stout. And I'm
Don't do
just
that.
talking to him, we're just gas bagging and that sort of thing. And then all of a sudden, you get to that point where your face just melts off.
Yeah, I could imagine
And
face melting.
I just looked at him and I just went, I gotta go.
Yeah, that's a good call.
And that was it. Who else is there? And so looking forward to Steve Grossman again, like Sierra Nevada, like fucking awesome. And there is another lady. Her name is Emily. So it sounds like they're all arriving during the day, which is great. And so, yeah, I should be able to do it, mate. Should be able to do
All
it.
right. Well,
Usual
let's
time.
aim to do it. If we can't,
Yep.
then let me know. But sounds good. You know what's happening tonight in about 2 hours' time?
What's that?
Starship launch number four.
Oh, yes. 11 p.m.,
It's
I think
happening
it
in 2 hours, exclusive on
is.
Twitter in an
Yeah.
hour and
Is it
40
exclusive
minutes.
on Twitter? I thought it was on. I'm watching Everyday Astronaut on YouTube, so.
Well, I mean, according to Elon's Twitter, I don't really follow it that much, but according to him, it's exclusively streaming it on X. But there you go. I'm not down for that either.
What's the objective of this thing? It's like an orbital and pretend landing thing, isn't it?
Yeah, same as last time. I think they're trying to learn as much as possible and make it keep going for as long as possible without crashing. But
Yeah.
yeah, last one was pretty sick. They did pretty
Yeah,
well.
went a long way. Went a long way. So
Yeah.
yeah. Awesome.
I'll try and stay up for that. It's been a long day, though. There's been a lot of wine
Yeah.
tasting today.
Yeah.
Couple of hours, I might fall asleep. We'll see how we go. Right, Hendo, love
Well,
it, mate. See you next
see you
week.
next week.